Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Residents of Illinois are being encouraged to submit their own questions for a forum tonight in Galesburg that will feature Democratic candidates for governor. Four Democrats will be represented at tonight's forum in Galesburg. They include a downstate school superintendent, Bob Diver, a Chicago community organizer, T.O. Hardeman, and the running mates of J.B. Pritzker and State Senator Daniel Biss. Sam Klinger is president of the Knox College Democrats, who are organizing the forum. He says it's about time the candidates head west.
Campaigns in Illinois tend to focus on Chicagoland, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to get Western Illinoisians' voices heard.
And the way he's doing that is through an online forum. Anyone from Western Illinois can submit their own questions, which the Knox College Democrats will consider asking on stage. Klinger says, compared to Chicagoland voters, Western Illinoisans are probably more concerned with the issue of money and politics. He adds that anyone interested in submitting their own question should limit it to Illinois issues.
So it wouldn't make sense to talk about North Korea, because it has nothing to do with the governor's office in Illinois.
A link to the online forum where people can submit questions is available at WVIK.org. The accused kidnapper of a University of Illinois student wants his case to be decided in either the Quad Cities or Chicago. The Champaign-Urbana News-Gazette reports that defense attorneys for Brent Christensen filed a motion yesterday for a change of venue to either Rock Island or Chicago federal court. Christensen is charged with kidnapping leading to the death of visiting Chinese scholar Yingying Zhang. Christensen's attorneys say the media attention surrounding the case in Champaign-Urbana will prevent a fair trial. They also filed a motion to entirely dismiss the main charge of kidnapping. His attorneys also argue prosecutors don't have any evidence that Christensen coerced or forced Zhang into his car in June of last year. Yesterday was the deadline that the federal judge had set to file any pretrial motions in the case. Both parties have until January 29th to respond. The King of Sweden is helping to restore a building in the village of Bishop Hill, Illinois. Todd D. Decker is administrator of the town's Heritage Association. He says they've received a $24,000 grant from Sweden's King Gustav VI to help pay for removing the stucco from the carpenter shop.
We have raised over $150,000 so far in grants and donations, and these grants are coming from a variety of sources, and not just local grants, but like our latest grant came from the King's Fund in Sweden, because in Sweden, Bishop Hill is a significant part of their history, and they want to make sure that history is preserved.
The association owns the carpenter shop. It's one of the oldest in the northwestern Illinois village. Decker says stucco must be removed from the exterior walls.
Especially with old pre-Civil War buildings, you just never know. I mean, when we're removing the stucco at the steeple building back in 2012, 2013, and everything was going well until we got to the south side of the building, and there was all this water damage on the bricks. And we had to spend a lot of extra money to fix that.
The total cost of the project is $250,000. Currently, the carpenter shop is home to a gift shop and the Bishop Hill Post Office. In the 1850s, carpenters made furniture and wagon parts in the building. The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory for the WVIK listening area until noon today. Wind chills as low as 10 below to 15 below are expected, and under these conditions, frostbite can occur in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.